You know, we would have to live in constant fear of messing up and facing that furious wrath if someone had not told us the glorious truth of the cross. See, the truth of the cross is we can't stand before the wrath of God. But Jesus stood before it and took it in our place. See, that's what the cross is. Jesus became the target of the wrath of God that was poured out on him. And what he said is, anybody that will agree with me that they're a helpless, lost, hopeless sinner, and will believe that I'm their only hope, and that they will come, like in the Old Testament, where they would walk and put their hand on that innocent lamb, and they would confess their sins over the lamb, and then the lamb would be taken away from them and slaughtered. Jesus said, I am the once and for all lamb. You place the hand of faith on me and believe that you sinned and are guilty and worthy to face everlasting destruction. And I will satisfy God's wrath and take forever what you deserve. Well, this morning, how can you apply the wrath of Revelation 6? I mean, it's avoided by most people. That's a negative thing. Who wants to talk about that? Well, the best way I know is to renew our thanksgiving for what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. And that's because in the doctrine of justification, do you know what the doctrine of justification says? That in Christ, the wrath of God was satisfied. That's what justification means. So you know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about a poem. Here's a 12-year-old poem. What I thought is, you've been sitting so long, let's all stand. We'll quote poetry, okay? Let's read this poem together. And as we read it, I'm going to show you the second stanza, and I want to point out something very amazing in the second stanza, okay? So just read with me this poem. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. Now look at the bolded line in the second stanza. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. And then look at the faith. Here, in the death of Christ, I live. When it's my sin, on him, I live. See what I thought would be great? The best way to apply Revelation 6 is to cause us to burst out into personal offerings of thanks to God.